Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Hump Day. It is Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk. Hey, London. How are you? Welcome, girl. Number one today, GP. Welcome, welcome. Number two. And to anyone streaming on any other platform, welcome and thank you. Much appreciated. Always appreciated. And as always, I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. It is a nice day here in sunny Southern California. Nice sunny day. Hey, Frankie, how are you? I hope you are doing well. Brina. Hello, hello. Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Okay, so let's turn off the music and let's get started. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about people who constantly ask a question after you have answered the question, but for whatever reason, your answer just doesn't satisfy them, and they just keep asking you the same question, just in different ways, but it's the same question, and you keep giving the same answers. Now, it used to be a pet peeve of mine. It used to be a real pet peeve of mine until I was like, you know what? Screw these people. You know, it's like, this is my answer, and this is the answer that you're going to get. You asked me a question. I gave you an answer. Just because it doesn't satisfy you, that's not my problem. That's your problem. You know, I've had people who have asked me questions. I've given them an answer, and they just went ballistic over my answer because, you know, how could you, or really did you? I can't believe that. But, you know, it's like, that's my answer. You know, if you're going to ask a question, then you should accept the answer. Yes, Brina, like a kid. You know, And it is like a kid. Mom, can I have a cookie? No. Well, why can't I have a cookie? Because I said so. Or, you know, because you didn't eat dinner, or you just ate 12. They come back. Mom, can I have just a little cookie? No. You know, they just keep coming back. Well, let me ask this, or what about this? This is my answer. So I've just gotten to the point where I just literally just start to tune the person all out. If I'm in their presence, I will walk away. Yes, I know that's rude, but I will do that. I will start doing something else, or most likely I just tune them out where I'll, if I'm sitting in front of the TV, I'll turn the TV on. I'll pick up something to read. I'll pick up my phone. I'll do something, you know, so maybe you'll get the hint, but some people don't. Some people keep going on and on and on and on and on. Right. I say, no, that's it. So why do you think some people do that? And I think it's because some people just like to argue. There are some people who, no matter what you say to them, no matter what answer you give them, they will always come back with something because they want to keep it going. You know, you're trying to end it and move on, and they're still trying to keep it going. And I believe that there are some people who just like to argue. I mean, do you guys agree with that? Do you disagree? Do you think I'm wrong? I mean, because, you know, I just don't have time for it. You know, so why are some people like that? Anybody? Okay, Brenda said, yeah, it's hard for some people to hear no, but I do the same as you. I just end up ignoring them. You know, so, I mean, for a child, Minnesota, welcome. For a child, you have to, Coach Cal, welcome. For a child, you have to give them some leeway. I will give a child some leeway. But when you're an adult, you know, and you keep asking the same thing over and over and over, but in a different way. So, but what does it mean when people continue to do that? Is it that they're slow and they don't get it? Is it the fact that, you know, you did not lay out or you weren't very clear in what you said? Is it that they just don't want to accept the answer because they don't like the answer? Should you change your answer to satisfy them? Just to shut them up? Because I think if you do that, then, you know, you're not being true to yourself. And Blunt says, I used to have a friend like that. I was never right. She was always right. It was exhausting to converse with her. Yes, it is. It is exhausting conversing with people like that. So what Blunt says, is it that some people just always want to win? You know, and to me, I don't like to argue with people. I don't like to debate with people. For most part, I give my opinion, and some people don't like that. Some people are like, well, you're not talking facts, Al. You're not talking facts. No, I'm giving my opinion. And to me, you cannot argue with an opinion. It's someone's opinion. You know, if you told me that the sky was blue, but I looked out the window and the sky was gray, maybe we're looking out. You're looking out the front window. I'm looking out the back window. You know, I mean, how many times have we driven down the street and, you know, it's nice and sunny. And then all of a sudden you go a mile up the road and it's dark, like it's about to storm. So if I say the sky is gray, you're saying the sky is blue. I'm not going to argue with you. Okay, whatever. But even when you do the okay, whatever, people get upset because they know what you're doing. They know that you're just trying to move the conversation on or just get them to be quiet. You know, but like Blunt says, it's exhausting. It's exhausting talking to people like that. And Brina says, some people don't know how to have a discussion or a healthy debate. I don't know why. They just want to have their way. You know, so but if you have your way all the time, people who have their way all the time, that doesn't make them right. It just means that you're just getting your way, you know, and again, some people just let you have your way just to shut you up. So, okay, Coach Collins says, I make people laugh when they try to change the subject. I go I go, I win in a child way. Wait, hold on. I make people laugh when they try to change the subject. I go, okay, so you're saying that you act like a child. Coach Kyle, that's not going to work with me, because if you are someone who just constantly keeps pushing, you know, it's like, I'm like, this is stupid, you know, because for me, it turns into being a waste of time, you know, and sometimes it's not even about changing the subject. Sometimes it's just about just walking away from that person. And some people will follow you. Some people, I have had people follow me around, where I had to literally go into the bathroom, or I had to go into another room and shut the door where I knew they couldn't go into the ladies' room, go somewhere where I knew they couldn't go. If it was another woman, it was like go into a stall, do something, you know, or just tell them, would you just be quiet? And then that kind of shocks them. But again, I come back to, is it that there are some people who just like to argue? There are some people who just want to keep going on and on and on and on and on until you see their way of thinking, but you're not going to see their way of thinking for whatever reason. Or is it just the fact that some people are just so obnoxious that you just don't want to deal with them? As soon as you see them coming, you're turning around, you're running out the back door. You know, and Cal says everyone has to do things. You know, I mean, I, but then again, I come back to, are those people who just like to argue? Are those people the ones who always have to be right? What is it in their personality where they always have to be right? You know, and are they aware that while they may think that they're getting their own way, that someone, you know, up under their breath, you know, it's like people are like, seriously, you see this guy, you see this girl? I mean, seriously, those are people who you don't want to converse with. You don't want to converse with again. And Brina says, yeah, I'm not talking about the same subject over and over if I already know we have a difference of opinion. Exactly. Okay, Kyle, welcome.
Hello there. Good afternoon.
Hello.
I have an answer.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, but it's like, it's just crazy, of course. But the answer to the person that kind of wants to do it all the time, you know, and they always want to be the winner, even though there's no race, some of them have been brutally abused, like mentally as a child from, and I'm saying from, you know, yay high. And also some of them were inside foster homes, you know, just some of them, like just some of them, not all of them, just some of them. And they go through that abuse. So, like, they actually feel like their whole life is competitive now. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're like, dude, like, if I'm not going to win this way, or if I'm going to keep getting beaten down, there's no way in hell I'm going to lose anymore. Like, they just, in their mind snaps to where a trigger just goes on in their brain that says, I'm going to win whatever it takes.
Okay, Kyle, but when you think about it, I'm not talking about, you know, you're trying to win the debate at school or, you know, you're
no.
Right. No, but I'm just saying that some things are just so simple, just simple little subjects.
Yes.
That some people, I mean, just the minute petty stuff,
Yeah.
Where they have to, you know, it's like, you know, and then you just get to the point where, at least I get to the point where I'm like, whatever. And I'm changing the subject. If they don't let me change the subject, that's when I'm walking away, or I'm ignoring them, or if I'm on the phone out in the conversation, gotcha. I gotta go, whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's like, seriously?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was it Are you married?
Yes, I am.
You do that to your husband a lot?
No, because we don't. Oh. we don't argue.
No, no, yeah. Gotcha. No, but like, well, you guys, a lot of people argue, and even if it's a silent argument, you know what that is, right? A silent argument.
I know what a silent argument is, but I'm talking about where we're not like you have some couples who are just constantly, and I have friends like that. Every time you turn around, they're just constantly fussing. You know, but my husband and I mean, it's like, you know, we're just so, you know. We just don't because we're both of the same thing where this is so ridiculous. You know, where it's like, it's a waste of time to argue. I mean,
so you both became the perfect soul, should I say?
No. I mean, we disagree over things, but I think there's a difference between disagreeing and arguing.
No. Yeah, there is.
You know, so and even then it's like sometimes we'll just start laughing. It's like, okay, we'll just have to agree to disagree. And Kyle, there are some people who have a hard time with that. Some people don't, you know, that they think that when you say you agree to disagree, that you're copping out. No, I'm not copping out. I'm just tired of talking about the same damn thing that has no conclusion because you're thinking your way, I'm thinking my way. So the best thing to do is to agree to disagree and move on.
Yeah. No way. Yeah. When people actually say that, cause I'm not kidding. I'm one of those guys and I'm trying to learn how to get out of that. You know what I mean?
And not liking people to agree to disagree.
No. When people say that, uh-huh. I know what you mean. Like I do know what you mean. 120%.
Okay.
That's when I get it. If I hear you just trying to shut me up, It's kind of vulgar in my sense. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, you wanna be like that? Oh, okay. I know. Okay,
but Kyle, but at what
that's
point?
That, no, but that's just my opinion on that. You know?
No. And I understand. And you brought up a very good point because if you're going round and round with someone for a certain amount of time, at some point, don't you think that one person's going to want to shut the other person up? And isn't it obvious why? Because you're not getting anywhere.
Exactly. No, I understand that now. You know what I mean? And I'm like I said, slowly but surely. But I ain't lying. It's been years.
No, I'm laughing because you keep saying slowly but surely. I'm just laughing at that.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Slowly but surely, I'll be there. You know, because my wife does that. My wife does that to me, and I laugh. Like when I hear that now. Because now I'm starting to understand. And my wife goes, why are you laughing? I'm like, because I get it. Okay. Because I'll slow down. I'll be calm. I'm like, all right, I get it.
See, I can only go round and round with, I mean, even on this show, I mean, some of you guys have seen me go round and round and then I'm just like, okay, whatever. You know, it's like, can we move it on? And then I'll start laughing because I think that it's funny because some people are so serious and I'll just start laughing. Like, are we really going to talk about this for another 10 minutes? You know, I mean, because it just doesn't, I mean, especially when it's going nowhere. It's like, I always say to some people, it's time for me to get off of the merry-go-round because we just keep going round and round and round.
That's right. Gotta get off of it.
Yeah, sometimes you have to get off, you know. But so again, I ask. Now you said the thing where the abuse thing. Do you think that there are some people who just like to argue? Like when they were born, their DNA is they just like to argue, not debate, not discuss, argue.
No, we could put it to a factor to where they, like a little tiny kid, like a little 2, 3, maybe 4-year-old, just listening to their parents and throughout their whole their whole 4-year-old year, all they heard was arguments in the house. So you get where that starts to become a mental factor. They're like, dude, like they're talking about the same thing. No, seriously. So I'm not kidding. Like I kind of grew up with that. I would hear it almost every night. And now I understand why I don't want to be that person. And like, I see it now and I'm more quiet now. Should I say? Because my wife had to be so truthful about everything to me. And she's my therapist. She's my friend. She's my best friend. She's everything. But yeah, that also plays a factor when that it's like child, like I said, child development. I was developed in a chaotic home. It was so chaotic. It was beyond me. You know how you were saying you start laughing over it because you like it's not ending. You're like, where's this going? We're in the same fucking spot. No.
And that's why I usually start laughing because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. So that's where I was at. My mind stayed. Now think about it. My mind stayed where it was at because that's what I saw my whole life. So my mind started thinking that's the norm. That's how you live your life. That's how you be successful. Because my family's successful, but I saw it like, look at how successful that family is. But through the chaos. And that's what kind of created me. And I was like, oh my God. So every job site that I went to, I'm not kidding. I was very debatable through everything. But I also made good points across to some of the areas where I was working.
Okay, now, Blunt says, I think some people just love to argue that they're never happy. But you know,
at some point,
you just have to laugh because
yeah, you do.
My parents were two completely different people, completely different. And to this day, I mean, they were married for 60 years. Yeah. And to this day, I still wonder, you know, how did y'all really stay married for so long? And I realize, and this is
they both told you the same answer. We're still trying to figure it out today.
my sister and I, we used to laugh at my father was one of the most patient people that you would ever know. He was one of the most patient people. Okay. And my mother, she would fuss and fuss and holler and whatever. And we would look at my father and he would nod his head at a particular time, kind of grunt, whatever. Mm-hmm. And when she would leave the room, my sister and I would laugh and say, Daddy, are you even listening to her? And he said, no. And he says, because she doesn't stop. And he says, if I listen to her, she'll drive me crazy. And he said, at some point, you just have to stop listening to people because they will drive you crazy. And I guess that's why I have the personality that I have is that when people are arguing, I may go back and forth with you, whatever, but there are some people that just out of the gate, they are arguing, whatever. And I just think about what my father said. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm, yeah. You know, and then because it does become funny. It becomes funny to me because looking back on all the times, all the years, that we would be in the car together, going on vacation. We would go somewhere and my mother's fussing about something. And my father would just, he would just be, like doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo-doo, because he perfected the art of ignoring her. Mm-hmm. And that is what I have learned to do. There are certain people you just don't engage with anymore because it's a waste of time and it never ends. And I do believe what Blunt says. Some people love to argue because they are just not happy. They wake up every day not happy. They wake up wanting to argue with someone about something or complain about something or someone. They are never happy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was my mom until I figured out the problem. But that one's a personal issue. But that was my mom coming home. And before she got home, I was like, fuck this. I'm cleaning my room and I'm going to my friends. And my brother was like, where are you going? I was like, you don't have to fucking know. Just tell me what happens when mom gets here. Because my mom, she just blew up. She was fucking very unhappy. She just blew the fuck up on everybody when she got home. She was like, why are the dishes not done? Why is the fucking floor still dirty? Why is the trash still not taken out? Why is the trash outside not taken out? And I'm like, damn, my mom has like the biggest chore list in her mental thought for everyone. So I made sure I did my P's and Q's, and I was like, no, I'm dipping. No, you guys could solve this shit because you guys destroyed the house. I didn't. I'm leaving. Bye. So well, my mom, yeah, she destroyed everybody.
Well, and this is why I'm saying that there are just some people you just have to ignore. A formal welcome to Grit, Power Girl, and Zinya.
Okay, and I got a question for you.
Okay. What's the question? What's your question?
So what if the argument is not relevant anymore now and it becomes life and death?
What do you mean by not relevant and life and death?
It's something you have to deal with for the rest of your life. Like you have to deal with it or else. Is it like it's life or death?
It's okay, like, wait, I'm a bit confused. You're saying that it's something that I don't have to deal with. But yeah, now it's life and death.
But it still has to deal with something like that. Like, you know, like they said about Linkin Park, about the, what's his name? The lead singer before he committed suicide. They were like, dude, like we tried helping him to give up drugs and stuff. And then all of a sudden, like once his friends disappeared, that's when he was like, yeah, that's it. This is my moment.
Are you saying, Yancey and Ellie, welcome. So are you saying welcome. That like an intervention where you're trying to help someone, then you're like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with you anymore. If you want to keep doing drugs, go ahead and do it. And then you kind of just, you know, get out of their life and then they commit suicide. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. And you didn't see it coming, of course, right? Because it's not your life you were paying attention to anymore. You know, it's not their life you were paying attention to anymore. It was your life. You're like, you know what? I'm done with this.
I'm still okay. I'm trying to get there. I am trying to get there. Okay. So
money, but
but you're saying, so now I'm saying that I'm done with this and I'm going to commit suicide or the other person's going to.
Either or. It's like an either or situation because that person that is cool with you, you don't know if they're going to out you and then out themselves. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what, though? But is that really something that I have to live with for the rest of my life? Because if I try to help you and for whatever reason, you know, and because there are a lot of people with the interventions where people try to, you know, get people off of drugs and or alcohol or whatever. Mm-hmm. At what point, that's just like the person who you tell this person, you need to leave your husband, your boyfriend, because he's beating you up, whatever. One day he's going to kill you, and either you're afraid to leave or you just don't, oh, I love him, oh, I love her, whatever. And then you're dead. So is that going to be something I need to carry with? Because I did try. And if you didn't listen or you know, whatever, is that something that I have to carry with the rest of my life? I don't think so, because I did try to tell you.
Yeah, see?
You know, so, but is that an argument? I mean, is that something that you go round and round with, you know? I don't know, Kyle. I mean, it's just the fact that, you know, you just have those people who, again, like Blunt said, some people like to argue because they're not happy. I think you have a lot of depressed people who like to argue. Mm-hmm. They will ask the same question over and over again, just in a different way, to see if you're going to change your answer. Some people do it maybe just to try to trip you up. But for me, it's like, it's just a waste of time. Hey, shorty, it's just a waste of time. It just,
yeah, but I understand what you mean. Like, they try to throw in that trick question, but it's the same question. Yes. I get that one 120%.
Yes.
Like, those I catch people all the time. I look at them and I go, hey, can I use the restroom? Why? You'll find out. And then I'm gone forever.
I mean, seriously. I have been sitting at a table at a restaurant with a group of people where one or two people keep going over and over and over about the same thing. And I will literally just get up and I'm like, you know, guys, I'll talk to you all later. Have a good evening.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave.
Yep.
Shelby, crazy lady, welcome. You know, it's like, how much do I have to listen to you constantly complain about the same thing, constantly ask me the same question about the same thing, constantly argue about the same thing? And that's why, like I said, some people have seen me on this show. I just start laughing because I think it's ridiculous. Okay, now crazy lady says the correct answer will satisfy you, but what is the correct answer if you're asking an opinion? I mean, you're not saying is today Wednesday, and I'm giving you the I'm giving you the correct answer. Yes. So a lot of questions that people ask, there are really no correct answers. You just solid like news, the answer. Sir.
Don't say, yeah, today's Wednesday. Don't do that.
I'm just saying. I mean, because
throw them off and be like, no, it's next week's Wednesday.
or actually, no, it is Wednesday, but it's May 23rd. Crazy lady, I was just about to invite you up. I was just about to invite you up because I know you have something to say.
Oh, it's okay. When they ask first of all, I ask, are you sure you want to ask that question of me, A? And B, you may or may not like the answer given. But it's the only one I got. That's what I always say.
But when you say only the correct one will satisfy you, some people are really like that. Some people think that, you know, the correct answer to them will satisfy them. But like I said, a lot of things are an opinion, and you can't argue with an opinion.
No, you can't. You know, then what you're asking for is a debate, you know, and it's like, do you have facts backing that opinion? You know, like, what, you just pull it out of the air? You know, I'm like, how did you come to this opinion? You know,
even if you don't have your facts or whatever, you're just like, well, you know what, Grace Lee, this is just what I think.
Right.
At some point, to me, if I say that's just what I think, I would just let it go. And I would just say, I'm not going to argue with her because she, you know, she don't want to do facts or whatever, you know, and fine. Okay. But some people just keep pushing. Well, what about this? And da-da-da-da. No, let it go.
They're like, well, you know what? Check it out. I've moved on.
You know what? There's a famous picture to that, too. There's a famous picture to that. And it's a famous,
is it the one with speech? The frog choking the stork?
Yeah, no, it's not that one. No, it's a very good one. It's a very good artwork. And they brought it back up. It's that artwork with, it's like on a cliff. It's a church that's built off of a cliff, right? And when you enter the church, you fall off the cliff because that's where it's at. And everyone's trying to find the answer. That's pretty much people trying to fight the opinion.
Right.
And in the mental state, you go, why are we falling off that same fucking church cliff when we could just move the church over here? Let's just like pretty much move the idea.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on with another like subject, or let's move on. Opinion wise, I understand. I understand opinion. Like that's the opinion way.
Yes.
When it comes to an opinion, that means I'm not in your bubble. You're in your own bubble and I'm in my bubble. It does not mean we're not in the same damn world, but
I don't live in your head just like you don't live in my head.
What Shelby says, she says, but some still argue with the opinion. And believe me, and y'all know on my show, people argue with my opinion all the time.
Oh, look at you. Oh, go work.
No.
And you're going to find out what makes you go fucking crazy.
Crazy lady.
You're tripping.
You know, but and that's why I just get to the point where I just start laughing because it's just funny to me. It's like some people are literally busting a gut. They are about to pop a vein because you are not.
They just have a moment. I call this moments, you know. They just have a moment, you know.
You know, and I just laugh. Now Xenia says expecting a specific correct answer based on an opinion is no different than conducting a Rorschach test in the hope to fish out a serial killer.
That's funny.
But you have people who expect specific correct answers based
on... Yeah, there's also people that think the world is flat, okay? So there's that.
Well, Xenia pretty much described what's his face. Javier, whatever, from No Country for Old Men. That serial killer needed an answer. If you did not give him the answer, sayonara, bub.
But again, those are people who are living in their own head, the ones who expect that correct answer. I mean, because when you think about it, okay, so crazily, you just said some people think the world is flat. There are people who think the world is flat for whatever reason. They say, oh, we can prove it, blah, 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 blah. So if you think the world is flat, I think the earth is round. Guess what? I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to say, well, why do you think the earth is round? I think the earth is round. I think I look at a globe. I think the earth is round. And to me, it's not arguing about. I don't care if you think the earth is flat. Because that's what it comes down to for me. It's like, I don't care what you think about whatever.
Yeah,
that's good.
You know, but some people, it's like they will, like I said, they will have a heart attack because you are not conforming to what they think, or you're not giving them what they think, quote unquote, the correct answer is.
Right.
You pretty much I get what you're saying. You pretty much that 70s show hided their ass. You went, oh, okay, that's how you think about things. All right, you stay right there, and I will move on with my life.
I mean, and honestly,
it works though. It totally works though.
And for some people, I have said to them, when we both had an ice cream cone, and our ice cream fell on the ground. You're standing there crying over yours. Me, I'm back at the ice cream man getting another ice cream cone, and I'm walking down the street and enjoying my ice cream. And you're still standing
or just leaving
there.
That bottom layer of ice cream on the ground and taking.
Seriously, I'm just saying. When you have those people who just you know, it's like they will just keep going on and on. It's like, you know what? I am walking down. I am going on with my life. I am, you know, you want to keep standing there doing whatever. I am leaving because I'm the train's about to leave and I got stuff to do. Right. You know, but they will follow you. They will follow you. You have some people who will follow you and continue to argue with you. Those are the people who I just shake my head at, and it's like,
oh God.
Eventually they get bored and wander off.
You're giving me work.
Some of them don't get bored. Are crazy? Are you saying you get bored and wander off, or they will eventually get bored?
No, eventually they'll get bored and wander off on your sphere. You know, they're like, you know.
I don't think so, crazy lady. You have some people who are diehard people who you have to see my point. You have to see, you know, my way of thinking. And it's like, I don't care about your point.
Sometimes I slip back in there. Sometimes I slip back into that mindset. I'm not even kidding. Sometimes I slip back into that mindset. And then I have to be reset with my wife's nice, beautiful ring that I bought her.
Right?
I went, oh, that's where the ring's been. It's been in your finger the whole time. And I'll laugh because, you know, there's an imprint of her diamond ring on my face. And I'm like, oh, that's shiny. That's a shiny ring behavior, I bought you, huh?
That's called behavior modification.
Yeah, I love my wife to death, like I said.
Okay, so I'm just going
to... Then you just, you know, I don't know, you just, yeah, you just, exactly that. You just, you know, steer away and I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Do you find, this is something I had written down. When you have people who are diehard opinion people, like, you got to listen to me, you got to listen to me. Is there a neutral way to talk to those people? Okay, somebody has a lot of background noise.
That's not me.
Okay, is that so do you find a neutral way to talk to people? Is there a neutral way to talk to people, or are you the person who you just throw your hands up and you just like, I don't want to talk to this person? You see that person coming, you just go the other way because there is no neutral ground. You will always end up going back and forth.
Shit. That's me 120%. Not even kidding. Like, I can't, let me tell you this. I do love people to death. All right. I will. Have you ever heard that saying? I will love you so much, but only from so far away. Like, so that's me.
But Kyle, to me, that is, I think Brenda said it earlier, or Blunt said it earlier, that's exhausting.
I know it is.
It is exhausting. It is exhausting being around people like that. And
I know.
And I'm going to say this. I don't mean to hurt your feelings or anything. But to be married to you and you're doing that? Oh, no. See, I can't.
No. Actually, no. It's because, how should I say? I know how to keep it down, should I say. Because let's just say, like I told you, I had to learn how to control myself here and there.
Okay.
Because when I was young, like I said, when I was a baby, when I was young, I don't even care about the ADHD part, but I thought it was ADHD, but now I understand it wasn't ADHD the whole time. It was the way I was being raised. Yeah, I was raised with good morals, but I was still trying to observe my surroundings. You get what I'm saying? So
okay, Kyle. So are you one of those people who, when you're arguing or going back and forth with people, Humble Dog, welcome. When you are going back and forth with people, do you tend to blame them? Like, it's your fault. You're the blame. And you will never admit when you're wrong.
Actually, no. That one, I could actually admit that I'm wrong now. I gave that one up when I was like a couple years ago, should I say? Like 27, 28. When I was 27, 28, that's when I stopped doing that.
Okay, and you were blaming them why? Because you didn't like what they had to say? I find people say, well, I'll be the first one to admit this, and this, and this. It's like, no, you're not. You never admit anything. You never say you're wrong.
I've done that. Like, I'm not kidding. I could tell somebody, like, and even if I did admit it, here's the crazy part, okay? Here's the crazy part. And it always, like, messed with me. Could, you know, even if I were to say that to that person, even if it was an opinion or not an opinion, that person's going to throw back at me what? what do you think they're going to throw back at me? Either they're going to walk away, which is still vulgar, or they're going to, in my train of thought, like they're going to walk away, like, fuck you, or they're going to say, no, you're just saying that because I just said that. You get what I'm saying? Wait.
When you say people are walking away and it's vulgar, are you saying that you think that it's rude when people walk away?
Yeah, like I feel like a kind of, oh, why, like, what the fuck? Like, what did I say? And what?
This is where I was asking earlier, because I walk away from people if we keep going round and round, and we keep the same thing round and round. So at some point, do you not understand why people are walking away? Because it's like,
back then,
how long are we going to do this? It's like,
No. What I'm saying is, like, I'll actually erase the whole thing now. Like, now I could erase it. Like, I erase the whole thing and I go, all right, like, that's your opinion. All right, bye. But back then, and like I said, sometimes I accidentally slip back into it. I don't even know why. It's just, like I said, my mind is actually that fucking broken. And I even go to therapists and they're like, dude, we've talked about this. Dude, what the hell is going on in there? And I'm like, dude, you tell me. You're my therapist. My therapist would be like, well, could you stay with these functions? And I'll be like, yeah, sure. So, like, have to stay busy. I have to stay busy.
But Kyle, you also have to realize, and this is what I try not to do, even though on this show sometimes it is hard. Don't get caught up in arguments you don't want to have.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm not going to, you know, I try not to get caught up in stuff, because it's like, again, it's a merry-go-round. We're going round and round and round and round. You know, the person just won't let it, just won't drop it. You're just like, I mean, it's like, I don't want to get caught up in this, because it's not going anywhere.
Let's go back to the question to where, you know, you said, well, you blame that person, you know, you blame that person. Mm-hmm. Well, I will keep a grudge on you, but I will stay the fuck away from you. But that happened to one of my brothers.
But having a grudge against someone, because that person is does not want to engage in an argument with you, or you're just talking about just a grudge because of what somebody did whenever?
Oh, no, I actually put everything together in my head. Like, I add up shit for no reason. So it's me. I'm the problem, but I just, how should I say, if I'm not around the person, we could both be happy. So that's just who I am. That's just who I am.
I'm just laughing when you say you're not around the person, because there's a lot of people that I'm not around and I'm happy. I think for a lot of us, we're not around that person, so we're happier.
Welcome. It's because, like I said, it's because of my household that I lived in. I actually had to make so many points.
But when you're having a discussion, I'm not talking, again, not an argument, when you're having a discussion with someone, it shouldn't be who is getting the most points. Oh, well, I got you on that one. I mean, it should just be that you should be able to discuss things, because I think that if you're Kyle, honestly, and I'm being very serious.
Yeah, no, go for
if
it.
If you're not mature enough to have the conversation, then don't have it. If you're not mature enough to not get mad because somebody voted one way, or, you know, you went out with that girl or you went out with that guy or whatever. It's like, if you're not mature enough to have the conversation, then don't have it. I mean, yes, there are things that will get our ire up, whatever. I mean, because I know there are things that get up under my skin. But you also need to know when to stop, and you need to know when to walk away.
True, but God. Well, here's the hard part in those shoes. you know how you said, well, you know what I talked to the, well, not talk, but fuck, you just said it a couple lines ago. Okay. Someone's about to, let's talk about dating wise, yeah?
Well, wait, Kyle, wait, hold on.
No, it's a discussion, though. It's a discussion.
Wait, hold on, because I want to read what Xenia says. Xenia said, having different views is what makes life worth living. Otherwise, every talk, argument, or dialogue that lacks competition, personally, they feel, is a very dull way to live. I disagree with that. However, wanting to always argue about literally everything for the sake of arguing and having something as the only means for mental stimulus is very exhausting way to deal with others too. That's what I'm talking about, Xenia. Your last part, the people who just want to argue for the sake of arguing. It's exhausting. It should be exhausting to the person who wants to argue. It is exhausting to the person who has to listen to that crap constantly.
Yeah.
So, okay, Kyle, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, well, you know, because I actually have to use that train of thought nowadays. What you just said, stay away from the argument. And right now I'm pouring me some water, if you could hear that. I'm sorry. No, but because what if your significant other comes up to you and goes, oh, well, how do you feel about these two? And I'm like, I don't want to say anything. Bye.
But
you were asked something.
If you're asked a question, and in my household, if you ask the question, you're going to get the answer. If you don't want the answer, don't ask the question, because something, Kyle, if I ask you, does this dress look good on me? I'm asking you because I really want to know. I don't want you to feed me a line of bull and say, oh yeah, Sally, it looks great. I want to know, because I don't want to walk out the house looking crazy, you know? So you also cannot take things personally. And a lot of people get into arguments or go round and round with people because they take things personally.
Yep.
And that's another reason why I kind of start laughing, because it's like, okay, whatever. I'm going to go over here now. I mean, there are some things that you take personally. If it's like, okay, now you're talking about my family or whatever, meaning when you've gone away from me and you're talking about my family, my dog, whatever, you know, I can understand that. But for the most part, the people who just like to argue just for the sake of it, it's like, if you say boo, they're going to take it. Well, why did you say that? It's like they take everything personally.
Yeah.
And some people, in my opinion, who are like that, maybe need to go to counseling or seriously talk to someone, and hopefully, you know, things will get better. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. No, there is a, how should I say, if I actually like my environment quiet, right? That's my opinion, or my fact now. It's both.
Okay, and
look at, when you're trying to bring that across to people, they snap.
Okay.
Because it's both your opinion and your fact. And you're like, no, dude. Like, it's both.
And I'm looking at what Humble Dog said to you. You said, if you can't answer honestly, you have the wrong partner. And you said, now I have the right one. But you know, but Humble Dog also has a good point, is I don't think it's necessarily you have the wrong partner. I think if you can't answer honestly with anyone, you're not talking to, you don't need to talk to that person. If this person is asking you a question, whomever it is, whether it's your partner or a friend or the person next door, and you cannot answer honestly, then that person, then you don't need to talk to that person.
Yeah. No, seriously. No, because, you know what? Here, it makes me laugh. This is, because you know how you said it makes you laugh. My wife went like this. Hey, you need to talk to my sister, you know, because it's been a while since you talked to my sisters. And I went, why do I need to talk to your sisters? They're adults. Like, what the fuck? And I just started laughing, and I couldn't help it. Like, cause I'm laughing now because like, why do I want to talk to them? And I told my wife that. Why do I want to talk to them? She's like, well, why don't you? And I was like, because we both lived differently. So they have different opinions than me and whatever. Like, so I don't want to talk to them.
But everyone is always going to have a difference of opinion because we all live different lives. We have different backgrounds. We live in different areas. We do different things. People are always going to disagree.
But
to me, it's like, unless you're doing something really mean and hateful and just downright wrong, then I don't care what you do. I don't care if you believe the earth is flat. I don't care because your belief is not hurting me. Your whatever you believe is not stopping me from waking up every morning.
And that's perfect. And that's a perfect way to live. That is. It's a perfect way to live. But some people don't live that way also. Some people don't live and have love like that. Some people live and love in a totally different spectrum and way than you do.
No, you're absolutely right. But that's why I bring in the maturity thing, that if you're not mature enough to have the conversation, then you don't need to have it. And if you're not mature, and I disagree with a lot of people. And some people think, I do. You know, but so what? And some people just get all bent out of shape and what have you. It's like, so what? Because I'm disagreeing with you. You're disagreeing with me. Right? The only difference is I don't care.
Okay, see, then now that's the coolest and common ground that I could deal with right there. I'm not even kidding. Because anyone else that I try talking to like this, the way me and you are talking, they go, wait, why? And then I'm like, that's where I don't like you. I'll see you later.
I mean, seriously. I mean, there are some people who it's like, why are we having this conversation? You know, why are you bringing this up again? You know that we're going to disagree. You know that we're not. Did you think that my answer changed? It hasn't. You know,
and that's where I'm at. Like, my wife wants your sisters to come over, and I don't care. I'm like, go ahead, but you know me. If they try asking me a question, and obviously if it's fucking retarded, they're not gonna like my answer. That's just who I am. I will tell you the truth, and you will hate me.
But at the same time, if you will tell someone the truth, you have to be willing to accept the truth back, or accept if you ask them a question,
you have to be willing to
accept their answer, whatever. I mean, because I do that. I ask people questions and people will come back and they will just say some things to me. And I'm just like, whoa, okay. But I'm not going to get upset. Why? Because I asked you the question. I asked the question. You gave me the answer.
Whatever. Yeah.
Because one thing I don't ever want anyone to do is bullshit me, because that's a waste of my time. And I do not like wasting my time. Damien, welcome.
It's because every time I tell something and they bring up, but they actually do it in a where they're attacking, that's when I know, all right, dude, they're like this. Yeah, I've like either you pissed off or I pushed a button when the button shouldn't have been pressed, but you should know that you should not be here if you're going to be that way. But my wife, she loves her sister, and I love her sister too, because I knew them when they were babies. So I'm like, all right, well, have your zen, have your home of peace, you know, because tell you the truth, and I'm going to tell you this. And this is just my opinion. My opinion.
Okay.
I kind of see some shit.
Kyle, we have been an hour into the show, and
God.
I usually let people you know, curse a little bit. Oh, but sorry. Let's kind of bring it back.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So I've just been wrapped up in the conversation. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Let me find that beeping noise on my thing. Okay.
But honestly, y'all, I mean, my whole thing with, you know, just going back to the original topic about, you know, can a question be answered over and over in different ways and which one satisfies you? And I don't believe that when you answer someone's question, it should be to their satisfaction. It should be that you're just answering the question. They ask you a question, you give them an answer. If they don't like it, that's on them. It's not up to you to say, well, okay, and try to explain and try to break everything down and you know, and then, well, you know, no, because then it will go on and an hour later, you're still talking about the same thing. You know, so that's just what I think. So, but Kyle, I am going to ask you, do you have any last words? Do you have any last words? Because I try to keep my show at an hour, even though I am woefully, don't always
she's
do
saying
that.
She's woeful, folks. No, I'm good, man. That was a cool conversation. That was a cool conversation.
Well, thank you for popping up. And guys, tomorrow for my Thursday fun. And again, y'all, if y'all are not here to have fun tomorrow, then if y'all want to listen and just don't come up on the panel, don't be a party pooper and ruin it for everybody else. So I'm trying to bring back my Thursday fun shows. And tomorrow is this topic I got actually from Shorty's show. So it's WTF, what the F? What makes you drop the F-bomb? So Kyle, I don't know. You've dropped it a couple of times a day. So what makes you drop the F-bomb? Ellie says, I prefer concise and crystal clear rather than an hour talk. Hello, yes.
Oh, so it's like California In-N-Out Burgers, copy.
You know what? Living in California and those In-N-Out burgers, I do not eat them. I had them twice. And like you said, they can go in and they come out.
Yes.
So, okay, y'all. So, thank you all for coming. I appreciate it. Kyle, I am going to clear the panel because I'm going to play my outro music. And today, you guys, we're going to have a little bit of, who did I have today? Yesterday we had Aretha. Today we have Alicia Keys. But I do appreciate everyone being here and popping on and adding to the conversation. Thank you. And Kyle and Crazy Lady, again, thank you for popping up on the panel. And here's Alicia Keys, Superwoman.
Why is that? 'Cause I am super.
And that's it, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day or weekend, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for coming, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.